President John Mahama will this morning cut the sod for work to officially begin on the construction of a three-tier interchange at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra. The contractor, Quirrell's Galvao from Brazil, has already begun work. The fountain in the middle of the circle has been pulled down and the area cordoned off. The project, which is expected to be executed at a cost of 74 million euros, is intended to reduce traffic congestion in and around the western corridor of Accra. We have on the line from the Nkrumah Circle a reporter, Doreen Ampofu, to give us an update about the project. But before that, let's give you a short background on the project.
In a State of the Nation address, just weeks after he was sworn in as President of the Republic of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama outlined what some said was an ambitious plan to accelerate the provision of infrastructure across the country. One of the areas of focus for the President was the roads sector. For President Mahama, there is a need to further open up the country to allow for easier access and movements of especially goods. One of the major road projects announced was a Kwame Nkrumah Circle in the capital, Accra.
Work will commence this year on a new interchange at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle.
As promised, Quirrell's Galvao Construction of Brazil has moved to site and work has commenced on a 74.8 million euro new three-tier interchange. The construction works will take 2 years to complete, and when completed, the three-tier interchange will transform the Kwame Nkrumah Circle into a pedestrian and motorist-friendly zone with linkages to various suburbs. The Kwame Nkrumah Circle is located within the center of the city of Accra and part of a long stretch of road known as the Ring Road. It is a major transportation mode within the city, serving as an interchange mode for most suburbs. The first level of the flyover will be between the Akasanoma Road towards the Accra Newtown Junction on the Nsuom Road, and also from the Newtown Junction.
That was a brief background about the project. Now, Doreen, tell us, how does the place look like?
Well, Ibrahim, I can tell you that it's true that the president will be coming here to cut the sod. But if you get to the Obra spot, inside the Obra spot, tents have been erected and the decorations are ongoing. Now, police personnel here, they are already stating that. I spoke to some of them and they told me that they came here yesterday, since yesterday, so they've been here guarding and protecting the place, so that when this function goes on, it will go on smoothly.
Right. We understand the popular fountain in the middle of the circle that has become the pivot of the Kwame Nkrumah Circle has been pulled down.
Well, yes, I can confirm that one to you, because I've been using the road for some time now, and I think it was pulled down, I think, 2 days ago. And that is not the only project or the only monument that is going to be affected by the whole construction. We also know that the central of the VIP transport terminal is going to be affected. The Ghana Water Company Limited and part of the traditional shopping mall, that is Odona Market, some part is also going to be affected. We also have the new plant station and also going to be affected. So yes, the fountain has been pulled down. It has been fenced, and then we have police are also there. We have tractors and then caterpillars chasing around that place to start working in it.
Right, you are on the ground now. Has the development affected traffic in any way?
Well, I cannot say exactly, but I'm sure because of the whole program that is going to take place here, if you're coming from Mr. Big Street, say going to Kanda, there's a bit of traffic because the police are not taken there. But after the construction itself, no. Rather, I would say that it has reduced traffic, because usually there's always congestion around the roundabout. But right now, everything is moving on smoothly, and then the cars are moving, so there is no traffic here. Everything is just moving on very well.
Now, let me push you a bit into the euphoria surrounding this project. You may have seen the pictures of the three-tier interchange on TV. Have you spoken to some people around who may be, caught in this euphoria as well?
Can you repeat the question?
I just want to push you a bit into the euphoria surrounding this project. You may have seen the pictures on TV yourself. Have you also spoken to some people around who may be caught in the same euphoria?
Spoken to any of them, but you know, previously we come to some of them, we speak to them. Well, some say that yes, they are happy that there's going to be this construction, because normally Circle is very congested with traffic. But others are also not too happy because it's going to affect their businesses, see those at the Odona market, because, you know, some of the structures are going to be pulled down, and then definitely it will affect their business. So, yes, it's kind of a mixed reaction, because while some are happy that traffic is going to ease around the Circle area, some are also not too happy because, yes, it's going to affect their businesses.
Right, we'd want to thank you very much for that update. That was our reporter, Doreen, giving us an update on the construction of a new 3-tier interchange.